The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I should be writing number 509.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor.
Hello, everyone. This is I Should Be Writing. I'm Mer Lafferty. I'm still doing the Twitch streaming thing. If you're listening live, hi. And if you're listening on the RSS feed, this will be a little bit cleaner than live because I'm not used to live yet. So this is I Should Be Writing, and I talk about writing and most of the things that get in my way of writing. I've been doing a lot of creative procrastination this week, and I recognize it. I've gotten some things off my to-do list, which feels good, but I still can't manage to prioritize writing. I did get writing done yesterday. Reworked a scene that I've been having trouble with, or rather, I reworked a scene that alludes to something I had not solved yet. You know, those hints of people's backstories that are alluded to early in the book, and then when it's important later on down the mystery, you find out, oh god, that's what they were talking about. And I'm trying to come up with something appropriately terrible, but not too bad because I want the character to be sympathetic. That whole got themselves into something bigger than they thought and had to help cover it up kind of thing. I'm stuck between two possible things right now. I think one is bad on a very close-up and visceral level, consisting of corpse mutilation. And the other one is bad on a much larger scale of putting things in motions that led to bad things happening. So I'm struggling with that, because I think the corpse thing is pretty visceral. I remember that scene from Shallow Grave. But the more damage done would be the other one. So that's one of the things I'm struggling with. And I have to keep reminding myself that the way I solve these problems is writing. I don't solve them by sitting here and thinking. Even though that feels really good, it doesn't get any work done. It is Worldcon time, and I've been feeling very strange and distant from it. Because, well, I'm not there. No one's there. Last night, I got on for my first panel, and we had somebody from Portland in mid-afternoon, and I was finishing up my dinner on camera. I muted it. And we had people in Australia and New Zealand who were up bright and early, and it was weird. I know that the virtual cons are great, but I'm still... It's taken some getting used to. I'm hearing all about the Hugo Knight parties now. Like the Losers Party and fan parties. There are parties in the each future bid for hosting Worldcon. They usually have parties. And they're still having parties, but they're having, you know, chat room parties. And I don't know. I haven't really wrapped my mind around it yet. So I don't know what I'll be doing Hugo night. I have a Zoom call that I, or a hangout, I guess. Technology doesn't matter. A little bit that I need to worry about. There's, you know, being with my team. I'm nominated for Escape Pod being best semi-prozine. So I should be on with the rest of my team. But it still feels weird because I'm going to be sitting at home with my family. I am thinking about asking my fellow nominees to send in their red carpet pictures, because I know from the Nebulas that people are going to dress up. I have a nice pair of pajamas. So, I might post my red carpet picture, ask other people for theirs, do a little pre-Hugo red carpet show. Because pre-Hugo, I'm usually in the cocktail party, not eating because I'm too nervous, and having too many cocktails that make me really need to go to the bathroom about halfway through the ceremony. I know you didn't need to know that, but if you ever wonder what's going on in the Hugo nominee's mind, that's me, anyway. But what I'm hoping from these live streams is to get a little bit more immediate discussion going. Sometimes I'm very bad with sitting on questions from listeners. And so I'm hoping if I can get some real-time questions, then I can answer them right away, and I won't have to sit on them. Last episode I did actually get through most of my backlog of questions, and if I did not get to yours, and you know you sent me one, send it again, please. But yeah, I'm hoping to do that. Not that every episode will be a feedback episode, but since the feedback is right there, I am pointing towards my computer right there, I might as well put it in. I haven't decided how I'm going to put video or interviews in this. I'm not there yet. We'll see. But I'm trying to record more, which will make me need to write more to talk about writing. You'd think that the deadline would make me write more, but I'm doing a lot of life hacks to my brain to figure out how to get through this book. And I'm happy with it. I am. It's making me question a lot of things that I feel about character building. Because it's hard. It's hard to come up with different quirks without making somebody look like, you know, this is a villain who collects tropical fish. And one of my favorite examples of just putting together a weirdly diverse group of characters is actually a TV show called Total Drama. It's a Canadian reality show spoof about sending a bunch of kids to a it's kind of like Survivor for teens, but because it's a cartoon, it's outrageous. Lots of things that would kill them doesn't, because they're cartoons. But they create 24 contestants every season, and they're all just vastly different people, and they're fascinating to watch. And yeah, it's a silly kids show, but it's a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it morphed into what they called the Redonkulous Race, which was what is it called? I've never watched it. The Amazing Race, right. The Amazing Race the Amazing Race parody. And that one was really, really fun. I recommend it. I think it's on a lot of streaming platforms. But then they stopped doing it after that, which was sad. Because the race was a new and interesting take. So, we do have a question in the chat. I think that the Twitch platform is interesting. So far, how much change is it from podcasting? Well, a lot of times when I podcast, when I just record, I will say something and then I'll do this. Only a lot more. And then I'll decide what I want to say. And then I'll say it. And then I'll go into editing and cut that out. Streaming doesn't let you do that. It's the pressure of being live. I did some community radio stuff with a friend of mine, Samuel Montgomery Blinn, who's a big science fiction fan and organizer and editor at one point in Durham. And we would talk about science fiction books and sometimes have authors on. and he was super smooth. I mean, he's a programmer. It's not his day job, but he was really good on the mic, and I would often just have that frozen moment of, I don't know what to say. Oh God, I'm not talking, etc., etc. So the biggest thing is I have to think of something to say pretty constantly during live episodes. And if I do flub, which I will, I clean it up for the cast, for the RSS feed release of the file. But for now, it's more off the cuff. And I want to learn something new. I want to get this experience under my belt. And I've been noticing something. I've been very excited about this. Something I haven't felt since the very, very, very beginning of podcasting. You know, I will stream once. I will stream once and then think, okay, the lighting sucks. Can I fix it? Not in this room. And if I want to stream from this room, I need a lighting source, and I'll go look for one. They have years and years ago, when I was trying to do some more video, I bought this gargantuan green screen. It was like a king size sheet, only a little bit larger, green screen. And while I had the means to hang it up, it was still just too much to work with. And you would have little, you know, it would fold here and there when it would drape. And then that's not the perfect green the computer's looking for, so then you'd see little break in and break out of the magic of the green screen. What is it called? Dang it, I can't remember. I know what the filter's called in Final Cut, but I can't remember what it is. Anyway, so I discovered that they now have green screens that are like a reverse window shade. That you just put it on the floor and you pull it up like a window shade, and then you secure it in the back, and then you've got this just like door-sized green screen behind you. And for a lot of streamers, that's all they need. So I got one for my birthday. Hint, chroma key! Thank you! Yes, that's what it is. Chroma key. I got a green screen for my birthday. Unfortunately, Amazon does not always let you know who sends you something. So, I'm very grateful for the green screen. Thank you. But I don't know who sent it. But yeah, so, and I was thinking about getting a new camera, but then I did some research and feel very stupid, but the camera I bought a couple of years ago is actually pretty good. So, been working with that. I can still use my podcast setup for audio, so that's not a problem. And I'm really interested in it and excited about it. And I know that there is no feeling of pioneering something like I did when podcasting began. I'm definitely not the first or the second or the third to do this, but it's all new to me and it's exciting. And I think I needed something exciting. I was watching a streamer yesterday who was saying he does a blog. And he says he hasn't posted to it in a while. And I know I've mentioned this before, but it makes me feel so much better when other creative people say that they have trouble with creativity right now. Because things are terrible. And you may not be sitting there thinking about the virus or about the quarantine or about the shutdown. You may not be obsessing about it all the time, but life has changed and this affects you in ways you may not expect. And this is where I would lose my train of thought and then start to panic. But I figure if I hang a lantern on it, it's okay. It comes out in nightmares. It's come out in the fact that my migraines have been much more frequent. And it just comes out in me sitting down at the computer and going, I think I'm going to read every page on the internet before I settle down to write. There are still deadlines. The publishing industry is not ground to a halt. And I need to get this book done, but the pandemic certainly has affected me. And I know a couple of people who've gotten sick, but I haven't lost anybody to the virus. And we haven't lost jobs in the family. And, you know, I'm not even that closely connected to some of the terrible things going on. But it's still there, like a cloud in the back of my head. Yeah, Cro-Mag says, haven't written anything since either. It's hard. And at the Nebulas, I heard a... Nebulas? It doesn't matter. At a virtual convention, I was in a room and heard a very prolific and popular writer say that, you know, he can't give advice on how to write now because he doesn't know, because he's not. And that made me feel better, but I can only allow myself to feel better for so long because the book is due. I at least feel better about the book. And confident that I can get it done. I just want it to be soon. You know, I've got a couple of other projects that need to be started, and frankly, I would like this done, because it's been a while. But, do we have any more questions from the chat? I don't even have Twitch up, so I haven't looked at how much I've actually been talking. Haha. See, I'm really good at this. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, we have been going for about 23 minutes. That's about how I like to do a regular I Should Be Writing. So I'll give you guys a couple more minutes to ask me questions. And if not, I just want to say that all the stress that you're feeling now is normal. And I don't even know you, and I don't know what stress you are experiencing, but I'm sure you're experiencing some. And, you know, it's not going to be forever. I don't know what's going to happen in the world, but I'm saying we will eventually, if we have to, learn to write in this. I hope we won't. But, you know, we'll continue to create. There are people already doing it. I highly, highly admire them on my good days. Kind of hate them on my bad days, but it's really admiration, just, you know, envy, wish that I could do it too. But I think that's another thing about the Twitch, because it's giving me another outlet that is exciting and therefore not work yet, even though it is, like, a lot more stressful to set up everything. Unlike podcasting. Oh, thank you. Another comment on the Ranma wall hanging. Yes, it's dear to me. But if you need, you know, an attaboy, attagirl, attafolks? I'm working on that one. Hang on. You know, email me. MightyMer@gmail.com. Even if it's just to say, I haven't written, help. I don't know if I can keep you writing, but at least I can make you maybe feel not so alone. We do have a question from Will. Hey, Will! Have editors been expecting projects to be delayed because writers are having a hard time to focus? I don't know specifically. In my personal case, I was asked to do such an extensive rewrite that they decided not to put my book on the schedule yet. And when I didn't hit the deadline that I initially said I could, they didn't seem to have a problem with that. And my agent's telling me that, you know, everybody knows things are late because of everything. Even though, you know, you're still able to work, but you're working during a pandemic. And I can't believe how lucky I am that I have a 17-year-old now and not a younger child, because that would... I just... my hat off to people with younger children right now, because it's got to be awfully tough. Nightbot is being mean. That's weird. Okay, I still got to work on the Nightbot. Sorry, Will. I don't know why it yelled at you. But... yeah, if you need a virtual hug, let me know. This Twitch channel is twitch.tv/mightymur. If you want to attend the longer, sort of hour-long AMA session that's less about writing itself and more about just anything we talk about, that's on Crowdcast, and you can access that through the Patreon, which is patreon.com/mightymur, and it is $1. You can get access to the Discord, access to the Crowdcast, and access to all the archives of all my shows for $1 a month. So, and did I say my website? I can't remember. I'm trying to give people a chance to ask questions, but go over the end part too. And then things fall out of my brain. Someone asked me for a novel synopsis almost 2 weeks ago, and I haven't finished writing it yet. I feel broken. That's awful, and I'm so sorry. It feels like something is broken, or like somebody removed a part of the synapses that are making your brain work. And actually, I think there's something almost literally like that that happens in times of high stress. One reason why it's harder. I need to look that up. I read about it a couple of months ago. About, like, scientifically why it's harder to create right now. Even though you think, well, I'm at home. If you are at home. And if you're not at home, I certainly hope that whatever you're doing for your job is keeping you safe. But the asking for a novel synopsis is very exciting. And I think maybe if you tell yourself you're going to do 1% of it. I'm not sure exactly where you are in the novel, so I can't, like, give specific advice, but 1%. Write the letter. Write the cover letter. Dear agent, editor, thank you for asking me for a synopsis of my novel on this date. I've attached it here. That's about all you need to say. And then maybe tomorrow work on a little bit more. It's the habit stacking things. I'm still bad at it. I'm not pointing any fingers if you can't handle it, because I am still bad at it. But I'm going to do a little bit on each thing. We'll get stuff done eventually while sitting around and just, well, feeling like I've been feeling anyway. Probably needs to happen more these days than usual, but overall, doesn't get a lot done. So my advice is just a little bit. And if you feel broken, we all do. And that's okay. And if you want to wait, they're going to want to see your novel in a couple of months, if that's when it's ready. They rarely ask to see pages and expect them immediately. If they've shown interest in something, there's probably not a time limit on it. I am not an editor or book editor or an agent, so I can't say for sure, but I can't imagine them saying, well, you didn't get it to me within a month, so no. Because if it's a good book they're excited about, they're gonna want it. Yeah. So that is it for the chat. Thank you guys for coming and sitting with me through my noob Twitch stream. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. And, yeah, take care of yourself. Drink some water. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And if you can't be writing today, then maybe you should be writing tomorrow. Leave that open. Take care, guys.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.
But I should be writing. I should be working on my
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.